when we're talking about provincial news, one of the issues I think we know the province is bracing for and has been for a while is what's going to happen with wildfires this year. Earlier this week, the province took reporters on a tour of the Wildfire Coordination Center in Edmonton, making it clear, hey, look, we're up and running. We're on top of things here. Last year, of course, as you know, an historically bad year when it comes to wildfire. More hectares burned than ever before, 2.2 million of them. In fact, the province declared an early start to wildfire season this time around. I mean, only a couple of weeks, but still, we're already in wildfire season. They're hard at work. They say they're ramping up staffing. They're planning for what they anticipate to be another very, very trying season. Last year, if you remember, Yellowhead County, west of Edmonton, had a really, really, really tough go. They had multiple evacuations there. Sometimes the same region and the same communities evacuated more than once. It was rough. Wasn't easy. So no doubt they are anxiously awaiting this year's fire season, including in the town of Edson. And they had some issues there too. Kevin Zahara is the mayor of Edson, joins us now. Mayor, thank you for being here. I really appreciate your time.
Good morning, Shane. How are you doing this morning?
Great, great. Last year, as you know, you and I talked about, it was crazy. Absolutely crazy. For your community in particular, I would think. I'm certain that's still on the minds of people in the area, right? I mean, they're still very well aware. It's fresh in their memory.
It absolutely is fresh in their memory. And, you know, we haven't had a ton of snow this winter. There is a lot of anxiety as we head into spring. Of course, the province is also preparing for a possible drought. So there is a lot of anticipation for the spring. Everybody's hoping for some rain and for some drier conditions. You know, just this past weekend, we had some activity at our airport, and one of the helicopters was getting some maintenance done to it. And, you know, people were very nervous because all of a sudden you hear helicopters flying overhead. You think, oh man, is there going to be another wildfire?
Yeah, I was reading, you know, some elected officials saying, you know, every time we get an emergency alert or whatever the alert is on the phone, we start to think, oh no, what's going on? I mean, I don't want to characterize it as PTSD, but it kind of is, right? The anxiety has to be high because it was a hell of a summer you went through.
Absolutely. And, you know, we were fortunate. Our town, the town proper, wasn't impacted at all. Nobody lost any homes. We didn't lose any lives. So there's certainly communities out there that have lost a lot more, but it still has a huge impact on people. When you have to pack up your things at a moment's notice and you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, no question about it. You mentioned moisture. How bad is it? Like, how much have you received in that part of the province? Or how far behind are you, Kevin?
Well, we didn't see much snow all winter long, except about 2 weeks ago we got a big dump of snow, but it's melting pretty quick, and of course a lot of that's going to run off and not soak into the ground. So it's really, we're really looking for a wet spring here in a few weeks once the frost comes out of the ground.
Now the province, you know, they said they were caught a bit off guard. I mean, not necessarily off guard, but they didn't anticipate it being as bad as it was, and they could have been, you know, in a better position if they'd done some things sooner, which they are doing this year to their credit, and they've been walking us through all the things they're doing. Same thing for you, sort of, let's be in a better position this spring. I imagine all kinds of preps are being done there too.
Absolutely. We're continuously working towards making the community as safe as possible. We, of course, have been promoting Fire Smart, educating the public and training staff to handle emergency situations. Last year, none of our staff were trained in emergency management. So now all of town of Edson staff have ICS 100 completed. Numerous staff have taken advanced emergency management training sessions. And we're actually hosting a regional ICS training session for ICS 200 and 300 with Emergency Social Services in April and May. We're also working with AHS, school divisions, other municipalities for preparation plans, working with Alberta Wildfire, and our fire department has bolstered their equipment. We have two skid-mounted firefighting units for pickup trucks, received a $20,000 donation from Synovus for additional equipment, and we are anticipating the arrival of our Type 2 structural protection trailer, which was in the budget last spring, but unfortunately due to the wildfires wasn't acquired. So hopefully it'll be here for this spring.
I wanted to ask you about that coordination piece. Like, it's not you in a vacuum here, obviously. You're talking with county, you're talking with the province, you're talking with the wildfire. I mean, how has that been going? Have there been a bunch of meetings? The communication's been pretty good?
Yeah, we've been communicating, and you know, everybody's preparing their own pieces. Everybody has a role to play. Everybody worked very well together last season, you know, without any real advance notice. So you know, we will continue to do that, collaborate. And I once again have to say hats off to my community and the communities involved who all responded very well in some pretty trying situations.
So, I mean, I like you said, basically we're hoping for a really, really wet couple of months here. That would be wonderful. And in the meantime, you've done all the preparation you can. You just got to keep your fingers crossed and hope you get some moisture. And of course, people, like you say, use the Fire Smart. People don't cause more problems, right?
Exactly. And that's what we're pleading with people this spring. If they are going to be out recreating, you know, be super careful. If there is fire bans or ATV bans, you know, listen to those warnings because we don't want another season like we had previously. In the Edson Forest Protection Area, we've already had 6 wildfires start this year, very small in nature, but, you know, it's it just speaks to how dangerous it can get out there in nature.
Yep, no question about it, and it's going to be a tough year. Kevin, thanks so much for your time. We'll stay in touch throughout this wildfire season. Hopefully things go much better than they did last year.
Sounds good, Jay. Take care.